Before Fred could complete the sentence, his foot struck an obstruction and he was precipitated headlong over and down a chasm which had escaped his notice. He fell with such violence that he was knocked senseless. When he recovered, he was in darkness, his torch having been extinguished. Looking back slightly to the west to the city of New Orleans, lit by gas lamps and bonfires in full celebration of General Andrew Jackson's victory, hearing the music, Pierre was sure many would soon be in a drunken state. This further simplified his evening if the thirst approached again, for he was a true glutton for blood. Theo was the first to spur his horse toward the violent noise. In an instant his peacemaker was in his hand, its silver shine aglow in the moonlight, a white, burning sword of vengeance for the blood of the innocent. Fury was aflame in his eyes, a longing for justice